B-Pod Studios.
Think about the most literally, and it's going to take a while to think about this, but as soon as Pebbles tells you hers, you're going to go, oh, we're going in that direction. Think about the most random thought that you that has ever just popped into your head. Seriously, just the most like that you literally like after it popped into your head, you're like, did I seriously just think about that? Hopefully I didn't say anything out loud. Hopefully nobody could read my thoughts. That type of random thought. 833-973-0969 if you have a good one, because Pebbles is just telling us about how yesterday, randomly, in the middle of the day, what were you doing when this popped into your head? I just need to know. Trying to make a connection here.
The TV was on. I was just scrolling on through my phone.
Okay, TV was on. Any particular commercial show scene?
No.
No?
No.
You're scrolling through your phone looking at any particular article, picture?
I don't even remember.
No, okay.
Yeah.
And then you thought to yourself, what?
What's my favorite punctuation mark?
Wow.
What's your favorite?
I didn't know people had feelings about punctuation marks.
Oh, I have very strong feelings.
Yes. Yeah. And not only did, but here's the funny thing. Like, so not only did that thought come into her head, but then she actually like was like, if I had to choose.
Like breaking it down?
Yeah. So your favorite. Because
would you like to know what mine are? I mean,
absolutely,
are you curious?
Because I never, you know, now I'm trying to think. I'm like, do I have a favorite punctuation mark?
Well, okay. Right up top, I absolutely love a good comma. Commas are my favorite. And the Oxford comma. Are you familiar with the Oxford comma?
I didn't know there was a specific commas.
So that's the, let's say there's three. Let me pick three random words. Coffee, books, and wine.
Okay.
So if you would go coffee, comma, books, comma. Some people will put a comma after the wine. I do.
Yes.
That's the Oxford comma. So, because some people don't do it. They'll just do wine and, you know.
Right. See, I thought as far as, because I'm a grammar kind of Nazi a little bit.
Yes.
I always thought that you are not supposed to use a comma before the word and.
Oh, I absolutely
do. Okay.
That's the Oxford comma. So, anyway.
Oxford comma.
That's a mistake. It's fancy.
I guess so.
Okay.
I like
so
that.
So I love a good comma. Another one that gets criticized a lot, but I love it and I use it all the time.
Yes.
The exclamation point.
Exclamation point. I feel like people overuse
absolutely
the exclamation point.
And I would be that person.
Okay.
Yep. And then, you know, the more I think about it, it might move up a little. Yes, I have a third.
Wow.
The ellipses.
I don't even know what that is.
That is the dot, dot, dot.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, I use
isn't that,
that
the
time.
Best?
I use like, that so much.
When you're trailing off on a thought, when you want to pause in a sentence for dramatic purposes.
Yes.
Love the ellipses.
I don't even know if I use it for any particular reason. I just like sometimes adding three dots instead of one. I feel like it's more respectful. Like, I don't know. Because sometimes, like, if you just hit it with one dot,
it's just
almost
stop.
Yeah, I just feel like the person's dismissing me.
See, you know something? That's funny you say that because I got punctuation shamed by my niece because she's like, why are you always texting me mad? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She was saying that when I use, you know, periods or punctuation in a text, that I come off mad to her.
Well, it's true.
I'm like, listen, it is not true.
It
see,
is
I think
true.
Mad is when you're it, using all caps. If you're putting all caps,
that's
that means you're screaming at me.
Yeah.
Like, relax.
Yeah.
Take the caps off.
But you
punctuation
don't
doesn't mean you're mad.
Oh, well. And I asked my goddaughter. She said the same thing. She's
really?
Like, yeah, it does kind of come off.
Yeah, it depends what the conversation is. You got to go with the way the person's texting you also. Like the way your niece is texting you, you got to let.
Oh,
like
there's
dancing.
Nothing in there. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's like dancing. You know, you let one person lead. I like to go with the way the other. If the other person comes off as a little more punctuation proper and all that stuff, I'm like, all right, I got to be careful with my P's and Q's when I'm writing them back. If I'm writing back somebody who's like, you know, a bobo head, I'm just like, whatever, man. Figure it out.
So now that you've thought about it, do you have favorite
I like the dot, dot, dot. What's it called again?
Ellipses.
Ellipses.
Ellipses,
yes.
Melissa.
It reminds me of like elliptical. Ellipses.
I used one yesterday in a TikTok.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If I had to pick my favorite punctuation mark.
I can't believe we've been talking about this for 3 minutes.
We got to play a song, Pebbles. I'm sorry. I know everybody wants to know, so hang on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.